Yes, that's exactly why the statute is in place. The statute actually came about after the failure of Rumford Oil a number of years ago. Since then, there have been a number of dealers that have failed. In 2009, Flynn's Oil in Exeter failed. Consumers lost about $550,000 of pre-buy money because of that failure. And since Flynn's, I know of two other companies that have failed, and that resulted in the loss of pre-buy money to consumers.
And do consumers have any recourse when this happens?
Well, not a lot. Oftentimes, the dealer would file bankruptcy, so they can go to bankruptcy court and ask to be listed as a creditor. But oftentimes, by that point, the company is defunct, and there are no assets. So, you know, it's very difficult to get money back.
Let's go back and talk specifically about the state statute that concerns pre-buy contracts. What does the statute state?
The statute says that a dealer can offer pre-buy contracts as early as January 1st for the next heating season. So in January, February, March of last year, pre-buy customers were handing over money to the dealer. The dealer can keep that money. They sign a contract that sets the price, and that they start delivering that oil when the heating season begins, say, in October, November. If they do that, though, the statute says the dealer has to secure that pre-buy money in one of three ways. Number one is a futures contract, which requires no money exchanging hands between the dealer and the supplier. 99.9% of pre-buy contracts are secured with these futures contracts. The other two options, which nobody avails themselves of, is a surety bond or a letter of credit. Our criticism of the statute is that the futures contract option provides insufficient, inadequate consumer protections.
So, Mr. Buffetti, would you like to see that statute changed or modified in some way?
Absolutely, and we've been proposing that for a long time. We've had lengthy discussions with the House Commerce Committee. We've worked closely with legislators. We have worked closely with the New Hampshire Oil Heat Council in trying to find a way to change the statute. We proposed that instead of a futures contract, that the money be set aside in a dedicated escrow account. And that bill, I think, was just recently tabled by the New Hampshire House. Listen, it's a difficult issue. We all understand it's a difficult issue. But we need to get to a different place than where we are now, because we keep seeing these repeated failures and these losses to consumers. And in my opinion, those are unacceptable losses. And consumers just don't understand that this money is not secured in a way. They think that they will either get their oil that has been pre-bought and put aside, or they will get their money back. And that could not and has not been the case in many instances.
Are there any cases you think where pre-buying does make sense for a consumer?
Well, listen, I think consumers have to make up their own choices. They need to understand how risky this is. It's not just a matter of trying to gauge the market. You know, that's a whole different analysis. So I look at it and say, all right, I'm going to lock in a price in January for the next fall, and I'm going to hope that the price I locked in is a good deal for me. That's a risk in itself. But the further risk, the more difficult risk is, what happens if that company, that dealer, can't deliver the oil, has financial problems? What happens to my money that I've given to that dealer? And that risk is something that I think we should address in more substantive ways in that statute.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rick.